it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Hollywood as we get ready for BKFC 18. Matt, you going to take off?
Yeah, I'm gonna go jump on this boat if you guys are all right.
Yeah, you go do your thing, get some cool gifts that we can give the rest of the fighters, and I'll take it from here.
I absolutely will.
All right, cut him off. Get him out. All right, see you. So, Sam, Matt's traveling the country right now.
Oh, nice.
No plans. He's just going. He was just up in the Ozarks, and I guess he was talking to people about you. And I guess you're a legend in your area.
Yeah. My name gets around up there pretty good.
Is it the name or the beer?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both now.
Well, first and foremost, thank you very much for your attire.
Oh, well, thank you for sending it to me. I love this 8-man shirt and the many others that I have, so I wear them proudly.
Not that I needed to see you in 8-man to know that it was you, you know, because obviously, you know, the beard and everything gives it away. But it was the first thing I noticed, you know, was the shirt. So thank you for being part of Team 8-man. I know we talked a couple weeks ago. Give me your thoughts, fight week, couple days away from opportunity number two.
You know, we're just super excited and blessed to be here. You know, we know it's the opportunity of a lifetime. So we've fully prepared ourselves and we're ready to go in there and, you know, do the best we can to bring that title back home to Missouri.
You know, I talk to a lot of fighters, you know, and we always are talking about, you know, after wins and after losses, you know, what can you learn? What can you learn after a win? You know, which there are still some things you can. What did you learn after the first opportunity that you're going to be able to put into effect on Saturday?
You know, the biggest thing was just work harder, you know, be in better shape, be able to throw more punches and to leave it all in the ring and not leave it up to the judges, you know, try to finish him before the end of the fifth round.
Which is, you know, everybody has said that. Dana has said it. I'm a judge in the state of Florida and I don't want you to leave it in my hands.
Right.
I mean, I know what I'm doing. My problem is I don't know if the other two knuckleheads do.
Right.
You know, how upsetting is that as you're watching as a fan, or if it's happened to you in a fight, you know, you believe that you won and then you don't, and then you rewatch it and you're like, how did I lose that?
Yeah, it's definitely upsetting. You know, it's disheartening, especially for the younger competitors who don't really know how it could even happen to them. But, you know, it's a learning process, and it's something that, you know, if you leave it up to the judges, then that's something that's going to possibly happen to you. So, you know, you got to try to get in there and work hard and finish that fight before it gets to the judges' hands.
How far has bare knuckle in the year and a half that it has been back now for you, how has it changed? How has it progressed since when you first decided, hey, it's back, I'm going to give it a shot?
You know, it's just grown leaps and bounds in popularity and amongst the fans and fighters. You know, it's we've really brought on some big names, and it's just amazing to see it grow as fast as it has.
How much has those names, and obviously one is Paige Van Zandt, you know, Tiago, who's, you know, fighting for the title as well. Yeah. A lot of names from mixed martial arts, from the UFC.
Yeah.
How has that helped everyone else? Because people tune in because they've heard those names, and then everybody else, I guess, can see their eyes on them, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, by them joining and coming on board, it gives us more of an opportunity to get our name out there and get us the visibility for the fans to see us and to grow and grow our own fan base. So,
longest running mixed martial arts combat show in the country, okay? Or just for legal terms, let me say one of, because I don't want somebody, even though I know that I am.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever talked to anyone when we've talked about sponsors that A has as many, which is awesome. You know, everywhere that you're out, your beer and, you know, barbecue. And I mean, it's got to be cool that you have the opportunity to do those types of things as well.
Yeah, it's amazing to have the community and the people back me as they have, and to believe in me, you know, and to be a part of the team. So going out and having these guys behind me really helps me in the training and then preparing for the fight as well. So
has training changed since you first started?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you grow as a fighter as far as your own experiences, and plus watching other people and their training methods and their fighting and, you know, listening to coaches and just, you know, evolving along with the game.
Is the Ozarks like Florida in that it's opened up and we don't need masks, or you don't need masks because we don't? We're Florida.
No, Missouri is very open, yes.
Give me your thoughts, with the exception of what happened at the very beginning, you know, when everybody, the brouhaha that kind of started, you know, that it appears that everybody's cool with each other. You know, a couple fighters have said it's a job, and I don't know if that's your feelings towards Joey, but it seems more family-ish, kind of like early UFC days.
It definitely is. You know, a lot of these guys in here competing against each other are friends, and like you said, become family, you know, at the end of the day. So it's a great feeling going in here and competing with friends and family. It's fun. It makes the job funner.
Is it difficult to turn that on and turn it off?
No, I don't think so. I think it'd be like the guy, like you were saying, it's a job. You know, you got to know how to turn that switch on and off.
You know, one of the fighters that was on earlier said, you know, I respect him. I liked him. I looked up to him. And I remember hearing numerous times people say that before a fight. And then after the fight, if they would have lost, they've said, well, I respected him too much. I couldn't forget that I respected him.
Yeah.
Does that ever, not for you in general, but can that happen?
I would say so with some, for sure. You know, you got to go in there and leave all that behind. Once that bell rings, you know, it's you against him and, you know, or her against her. And you can't, you can't take that respect into the ring and because it could hurt you in the end.
What'd you think of the trailer that you two did?
It's motivating.
He's standing behind you.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's motivating.
But you don't necessarily need that for motivation, I would assume.
No, not necessarily.
But it's fun to have.
Yeah, it is. It's an extra little piece of the puzzle, for sure.
What's running through your mind? You know, we can't talk about Saturday. It's not here yet. But, you know, in fights past, you're sitting, you're waiting, you know, your fight's coming up. What's running through, or do you try to have nothing run through?
No, you know, we think about many different scenarios on what can happen and what we want to do and the plan that we want to implement on our opponent.
Is it more when you're doing that, are you thinking of what could go wrong, or are you thinking of what's going right to plan how to fix those things?
Both. You know, I definitely plan on what I'm going to do right and what, you know, if something changes and he changes his game plan to adjust to me, what I can do to change to adjust back to his adjustment.
See, a lot of people don't say that. A lot of people, are honestly, and we know that, and that's why I'm careful of the questions I ask. You know, a lot of times, you know, the media has said, why don't you ask? Well, you can't ask certain questions because you know they're not going to answer certain questions.
Yeah.
And so many times, fighters have never said, I'm anticipating something not going right.
Yeah.
It's always anticipating it going right. And I think that's a problem.
Yeah, it is. It is. You got to be prepared for everything in there, you know. So I try to prepare for every scenario and to be able to adapt and overcome and be a smart fighter in there, not just lose it and not be able to change my game plan in mid stride.
Funniest, strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight?
I would think the time I was fighting Chase Sherman and he went to kick me and then remembered that we were in bare knuckle. He laughed, I laughed, we touched hands, and then kept going at it.
So that's, I think Rico tried to do a takedown in the first one, too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, he started, I think, and even though he's denied it, I think he did. Well, what are you going to do the next couple days to relax and kind of get your mind off the fight?
You know, just chill at the hotel and, you know, eat some good food and drink lots of water and just, you know, think about what I'm going to do.
The Knockout Radio limo's here, just so you know.
Oh, I'm ready. Let's go.
And I'm being serious. We have a limo outside. I came up from Tampa in the limo.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to go out. We're going to just drive around and, you know, see some sights. So if you want to go, your team 8-Man Strong and team Knockout Radio.
Awesome. So, awesome. Thank you.
Sam, thanks. I appreciate it. Have fun on Saturday.
All right.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get your opponent, who's standing right behind. I want to see which way you go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby! Good night.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
Hollywood, Florida, as we get ready for BKFC 18. Sitting with us right now, he is your heavyweight champ, a guy I've known for quite some time. How are you, sir?
I've been around the block, you know. I'm doing well.
Well, we both have been around the block, and I've been around it twice.
Yeah, you know.
So, just another fight week for you, Joey. I mean, I'm sure nothing different, nothing strange, but what I've noticed is this seems to me, and I keep making reference to early UFC, you know, all the fighters in one room. There's no, even though there was that little shenanigans earlier, you know, there's no circus. There's no, you know, wrestling WWE stuff. It seems kind of cool to be in this atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this, there are a few people, don't get me wrong, there are a few people, but at the end of the day, I think we're at the stage in our career where, like, if we're going to fight another man with bare knuckles, with no gloves on, there's a certain level of respect for each other, and a certain level we don't really need the shenanigans, you know. Because at the end of the day, we're gonna fight. So
he said, trucking people. Yeah, he said, trucking fight. So
exactly.
Exactly. How has training changed? You know, granted, I know it's now bare knuckle. It's not MMA. You shouldn't have to worry about takedowns and stuff. Even though every once in a while it tends to bounce in there. But other than that, in the obvious, how has it changed for you?
I mean, took a couple fight camps to get used to the amount of workload on my shoulders, and just, you know, in MMA, like, you'd have a hard boxing workout, but the next day you're going to wrestle, or the next day you're going to do some jiu-jitsu, so it's like, kind of alleviate those muscles a little bit. Whereas now, it took me a while to get used to just all day, every day, just punching, like the wear and tear on the shoulders, the elbows. My problem area has always been my elbows, for whatever reason.
Right.
But but after a while I got used to it. Now I love it, man. I love it.
Is it still an adjustment, you know, to bare knuckle, or once you did it? And again, a lot of people, you know, have been in fights and stuff, but it's still different. A street fight's still not bare knuckle. There still are some rules. But is it an adjustment to bare knuckle?
I mean, for me, I was just like a fish in water. And I loved it. That first fight with Tony Lopez, it was just like stepping into it, I didn't really know what to expect. And then, like, boom! Once we got in that first heavy exchange, I was like, oh, I know what this is all about. It was fun.
When fans come up and talk to you about that fight, and we've talked about it numerous times on the air, I mean, it is the Forrest Griffin Stephen Bonner fight. It is the fight that has started the push in pushing bare knuckle. When people ask me, hey, what fight should I see? That's the one that it's fun to watch. What was it like to be in that fight?
It was kind of surreal. Like I remember in like after the second fight, I was doing really well, like with my boxing, like kind of like outboxing him. And for whatever reason, something clicked in my head. Like he looked at me funny, or he looked, and I was like, man, F this. I'm gonna take this guy's head off. And I just really started, and I remember I looked down, you see the video, I looked down, I was like, come on, mother effer. And then it was like, boom, boom, boom. And then it became like a street fight. I probably should have just boxed him. I probably would have had a much easier time.
But. That's probably true, because you were winning real easy, and then it did become pretty close, because it wasn't what you were doing.
Exactly, really. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was just felt natural and just went with it. It was very much, very fun. As sick and twisted as that may seem, it was very fun.
What are you thinking in the middle of a fight? Are you thinking, or is it just reactions? Is it, you know, anticipation, or is your mind just kind of like flowing freely?
I just get into like a flow state and just fight. And so, you know, knowing that about myself and learning that about myself and what my optimal performance state is like once. So now it's just a matter of like working with my mental coach. And how quickly can we enter that flow state? You know, that's just for me. I'm not very cerebral. I'm not very like,
how are you?
Setting up traps or anything like that. It's just like, oh, we're fighting. Whatever was drilled into me from the training camp, that's what's going to come out.
I guess the most important question right now is, where's the belt?
It's actually in the car.
Hidden?
It's too heavy, man. These things are heavy. I'm sweating up a storm sitting here.
I'm always worried about the jewels now, you know, because we've talked about it numerous times.
Oh,
so.
No, that belt's at my mom's house. That belt doesn't travel with me for that specific reason. I learned. That belt has, once I learned, I remember I'm that first phone call after that happened, I called Scott Burt. I was like, please tell me those aren't real diamonds on that belt. He's all, they absolutely are real diamonds on that belt. I was like, oh, shoot, man. And so after that, no, I'm very protective of that thing. That thing stays at my mom's house.
I can imagine. I've done radio shows and people have stolen my T-shirt, so I can imagine what they do for a belt. You know, it's look at Tom Brady's jersey.
Yeah,
I'm sure you know the story of that. It didn't happen once; it's happened twice.
Yeah,
that they went in the locker room after the Super Bowl and stole his jersey. The same guy.
That's awesome. That's commitment to excellence right there. You know.
But then he was brain dead when he posted a photo of him having the jersey. Right?
That's awesome.
It's just crazy. So how do you relax? How will you relax the rest of the week, the next couple days?
I mean, honestly, I don't really think too much about the fight. I try not to. And even though when I'm there at the actual show, like, I'm just like a fan. I watch all the fights before mine. It's not until like three or four fights before my fight that I go in the back room and, all right, let's get zoned in.
What is it? Literally like a light switch that you can go from chill to now you're ready to go compete?
Yeah. I mean, I know that's not all. That's not the case with a lot of people. Like, that's just kind of always, I've always been like that. Even from like high school wrestling, boxing when I was a little kid, like, I'd be like playing, having fun, cracking jokes, playing grab ass, and then like, boom, it's time to fight. It's time to compete. Let's go.
Then switch it over.
Yeah.
I can't.
I thought you were going to jump in and, you know, what are you doing with my man or something?
Oh, I know. We were just asking him such nice questions, so he was just flowing with it. So, yeah.
And I was going to say, I'm doing nothing with your man. Trust me.
I know. That's why I said I never really could jump in on it. But yeah, no, I'm excited for Joey's fight coming up here and being, you know, one of the title fights and him being the main event. And, you know, it's funny hearing him talk about some of his answers are very much the same answers that I would give, you know. I love bare knuckle, and yeah, to me, I get it. It's, you know, the same thing, as it's different than a street fight, but when you get in that ring, it's just kind of like the only thing you can think of is it's either me or them, and it's damn sure going to be me. So, you know, even though like Joey doesn't have to worry about takedowns and kicks, and I never really did MMA, but just knowing from my experience being on the streets where anything goes, and we can use freaking chairs and bats and, you know, paint cans. So
you saw the ship on the front. That's all.
I did. I saw the battleship, you know, and so I, you know, it's cool. Cause so
you saw the ship on the front. That's all.
I did. I saw the battleship, you know, and so I, you know, it's cool. Cause now I can look at it as a sport, you know, and then there, if someone lands a good shot, I can say, oh, almost sunk my battleship, but not today because I'm going to sink yours. So,
how difficult is it for each of you to watch each other fight? You know, it's one thing when you're fighting, but to watch, you know, the other fight, it's got to be hard.
I think me and Joey are excited for this new chapter in our life. I think that we've both watched each other fight before and had complete admiration and respect for each other. I think that our fight styles are extremely, comparable. And, you know, I think sometimes people question that we have technique and skill, and they think that they're the more technical fighter than us. But really, they have no idea that our technique, you know, is beyond them, and that what you're seeing in the ring is heart and will. And the dog in us, but we have technique too, so there's no worries about that. But I love working with Joey, and I think this is the first fight where we've been in a relationship, so it is going to be different. I can tell you right now that I'm not going to be worried, because I'm not, and I know that he's put the preparation in. I know he's got this in the bag, so I can say that to you all day, but until it happens, until I see him do it, you know, I have 100% faith and not one worry in the world, and I just want him to go do his thing and shine. And after that, then we can talk and do another interview on how I really felt watching him and see if it changed.
There you go. Before I let you go, I heard you talking about the Knockout Radio limo. I'm just curious, where's the limo going? Where are we going to eat?
I know. Oh, man, I love eating and taking the limo. It's one of the best memories I've had with my Paige Van Sant fight. We went to Harry's, which was a local restaurant, so I would like to make it and kind of keep with that tradition with the limo and go somewhere local that, you know, isn't corporate. It's something that represents, you know, the towns, you know, what they, you know, the recipes, sure, and what they have, sure, going on. So whatever has good food that way, I'm down.
So I called Steve last night. The plan was that I was going to drive my car and the limo was coming separate. And my wife was going to fly in tomorrow and on and on and on. And then she's like, you know, I'm going to use this as a vacation. You're gone. I'm staying home. You know, I'll stay in the house. I'll chill. She doesn't need to go anywhere. So about 11:30 last night, I called Steve. I'm like, you know, I think maybe we should go together. I don't think I need to drive my car down. So, yeah, I got to sit in the back of the limo. And it was a sweet trip. And, yeah, we'll go run and find something to eat here shortly. I want to thank both of you. Have fun on Saturday. It takes me back every time we talk, every time we see each other, because we both go back a year or two. Or I think you young people say a minute.
Yeah,
is that what you guys say?
Me and Joey are both old souls, so we like the old school terminology better.
Well, we're going to send you out some more, both of you, some 8-Man Strong gear. You know, again, as well as some earbuds from Jabra Electronics. Beautiful. So we'll hook you up with that as well.
Beautiful. I got some from the last time I was on the show. Those are, you know, badass.
It's good stuff. Well, all I can say is have fun on Saturday night.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. All right, we'll talk to you in a minute.
Thank you.
All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the heavyweight factory here in Hollywood. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stop Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it. From hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Back to you live from, I want to say the Sweat Factory, but it's the Heavyweight Factory here located across the street from the Hard Rock Casino as we get ready for BKFC 18. Sitting down with us, I feel like I'm at home sitting down talking with you, Joe Riggs.
That's good.
We kind of go back a year or two.
Yeah.
What I've been telling people, with the exception of that, whatever that was, that you know, at the beginning, this kind of reminds me, this atmosphere, all the fighters, you know, in one room, and it kind of reminds me of early UFC days, yeah. You know, before it became a circus and a sideshow.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's because we're all, I mean, not like fighters or people that's, we're colleagues, but yeah, that thing was, I shouldn't even
get him a time of day. You know, that guy's he's elite. And the most famous he'll get is probably just what I did.
Well, you know, I remember Ken Shamrock told me, you know, we were once talking, and then he said that somebody challenged him to a fight. They were in a bar, and I'm sure this has happened to all of you guys. Yeah. And his thought was, the guy goes, come on, Shamrock, let's go outside. I'm going to kick your ass. And Ken's telling me, well, if I go outside and I kick his ass, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
And if I go outside and I kick and he kicks my ass, he's now a legend.
Yeah.
So the right thing to do is to kind of walk away and push him out the door, like what got done.
Yeah, I mean there's a little backstory. I'll give you a couple seconds of it. You know, when I re-signed with the UFC after I won the Fightmaster and Bellator, I did like an auction for three people that could win who would donate the most to my nonprofit, and he like took second, and I flew him out. I flew him out from wherever state I flew him out from. I paid for his hotel for 5 days, gave him a front row ticket to UFC, let him hang out with me and my team all week, and he was just a fan. And then he kept talking about Johnny Hendricks, all he wanted to fight him, and it was just struck me real weird. I'm like, what the hell? And anyways, and then so I even gave him my shorts after the fight, just trying to be nice. The other two people paid, and he left and forgot to pay, and so I called him, and I'm like, hey, I'm sending you the invoice, you need to pay me. And he paid me, and then I just didn't talk to him anymore because he's not my friend. It was just a kind of a business transaction, and he was offended that I wasn't talking anymore. So then it turned to him paying for what he owed to me, loaning me money. I didn't really care because the guy was a, you know, he's like a
FCC radio. Be cool.
Yeah, I didn't really care because the guy was a. You know, he's like a
FCC radio. Be cool.
Yeah, he's the guy.
No, I'm just letting you know.
The guy, he's naval lint. You know, he's nothing. So, but then I see that he's fighting here, and then he actually did an interview talking about me, saying that he'll pay for my purse because he knows I need the money. I mean, and I pride myself on that. That's not the case. You know, I don't talk about money, but it's
right.
You know, I'm not like that. So, anyways, he said that, and then he. He actually gets on one of these cards and proceeds to put the most embarrassing fight that I've ever seen on TV in my life. I mean, the guy that he fought was talented, but he was so bad it made him look bad. And then, you know, there's no record of him fighting amateur, professional, anything. I mean, I don't understand. So anyways, when I walked in, he like eyeballed me and flicked a little chain at me and just set me off. I shouldn't have done that because, like everybody said here, that guy's just a guy that runs his mouth trying to get on, just trying to get famous. And I did nothing but help that. So,
well, let it go. You got to worry about what's ahead. That is Saturday night. Before we get to that, I do love every time I have UFC Fight Pass on, they run that commercial. You know, about you and Diaz and the hospital, and it's you know, in the cartoon kind of thing and everything. It's kind of fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited to run that back. Yeah, we're in the talks. We're in the talks of running that, getting that fight happening.
Really?
Yeah. So, because I'm I have like three or four fights left in my life. You know, I mean, who knows? It could be one. You know, I would like to. You know, I usually don't fight people I've beaten already, because unless it does something for my career. Nick's obviously.
Yeah, it does nothing for you.
But beating Nick again would do something for me. And, you know, I just don't like him. He just is a very disrespectful person. And I'd like to shut his mouth again. So, yeah, I hope that comes to fruition.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that at another time. Let's talk about what's ahead. You know, I always talk to, you know, about what's next. That is the title fight on Saturday. How excited are you for this opportunity and to possibly be a world champion again?
I'm very excited. This fight was supposed to happen last January, but I had training for the fight. I ended up injuring my knee and I had to get an ACL replacement and an LCL replacement. Rebuilt from my hamstring, and it's called the bucket handle tear on my meniscus. So that sucked. And then I rehabbed from that, and then I started training again. So it's been a long time. I've been training for this fight, it feels like, for a year and a half. And you know, Hector's a legend in the sport. You know, I'm lucky enough to call myself in the same bracket, you know what I mean, the same word, you know, a legend type thing as Hector is. But he's a guy that's dangerous, you know. He's a guy who hurts you with either hand. So I got to be careful, you know. I can knock him out just like he can knock me out.
How did the pandemic affect you? I know Phoenix, you know, has been, you know, shut down a lot. I went out for my brother's company. You know, living here in Florida, it hasn't been as bad.
Yeah.
How has it been difficult for you out there?
Well, the thing was, it wasn't that bad because I just recently moved to Montana like a year ago. So it wasn't getting that bad. And then I moved to Montana, in a small town in Montana. And it wasn't too bad. You know, I mean, it was starting to get scary for a little while there. But, I mean, everybody's just over the whole mask thing. People obviously want to stay safe. You know, especially if you're around somebody that can catch easily, you want to be safe. But some people are just still
it is over.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy, and you know, not to get into that, but it's either a mask or 6 feet. Yeah. I don't understand what both are.
Even their own doctors have contradicted themselves more than they can count. You know, it is what it is. You know, thank God we're past that, but you know, it did affect a lot of fighters and a lot of athletes. And thank God we're past that.
When you get ready for this fight on Saturday, do you watch old film on Hector? You know him. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows you. Is it? It's just another fist fight that like what you've been involved in, or do you go and watch a lot of what he has done?
No, I watch a couple fights. I watched his last Kendall Grove fight, but that really doesn't tell me much. Kendall fights completely different than I do. He's tall, long. He actually makes Hector's punches easier to land because he's tall. But I watched the fight that he fought when the guy who replaced me for the fight, and the guy was able to do things with rather simple tactics. So you know, I mean, Hector's evolved since then. That was his first fight. I'm sure he's gotten better. But you know, I know Hector. I know what he does. I know what he brings to the table. It's I have people in my training camp watch videos and see if they can pick things up. I've never been the type to watch videos of my opponents. You know, I never have. I'll see maybe one, and that's it.
You know, and I've always said this to a lot of fighters. I haven't been in a fight, so I'm assuming it's the same when people say, send me 10 questions that you're going to ask, you know, my guest.
Yeah.
And my response is, I don't know question two until I know how you're going to answer question one.
That's a good point.
You know, so how can you plan on three things down the road when you don't know what you're going to do number two and what they're going to do number one?
That's a really good point. That's one of the best analogies I've heard. Good.
Wow. Okay. What can the fans expect to see on Saturday when you get in that squared circle?
Shoot, man. I mean, I think it's probably the most anticipated fight on the card. You know, because of our names, and you know, we're two explosive fighters that could end the fight with either hand. Two southpaws and two guys that's been very accomplished. And I have nothing but respect for Hector. I think he's a great fighter. And it's going to be a good fight. You know, I think they can either, you know, if it doesn't go good for me, it's going to happen early. If it goes good for me, I'm going to start taking part in later rounds.
Final question for you, Joe Riggs. Where will you not take the belt? Win the belt on Saturday. Where will you not take it?
Like physically?
Yeah. Is there any place that you would not take it? You know, you're going to take it in restaurants. You're going to take it to the movie theater. Is there some place you wouldn't take it?
I probably won't take it out of my Curio cabinet at home because my WEC belt was stolen. Like my real WEC belt was stolen. The Zuffa one, it was stolen like 8 months ago. So I
really
keep that stuff under lock and key now. Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe it'll show up on eBay and we can find out who stole it. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man. No, we're not. We're going to send you to 8 Man Strong.
I live in Montana now.
So do you get back to Phoenix at all?
I was just back in Phoenix for the last couple weeks for this camp, but it's been about a year since I've been back there.
Okay. Right? We can either send you a package, or we can wait where you can get a little more stuff if you show that.
Yeah, well, send me a package.
Then, then you'll do it. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
I'll double dip.
We're also going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics as well.
Thank you, Joe.
I appreciate your time.
Good seeing you again.
All right, we're going to go hit another break, and then when we come back, more shenanigans before we close this out. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Snapshot image froze without a sound.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Last segment here of Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Hollywood, across the street from the Hard Rock Casino.
Kiyosho interview.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. First and foremost, Bruce, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, you've hung out a long time. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Talk about what this experience is like. I've talked about it with the other guys, and I was just telling you, old school, going back to UFC 11, and that's kind of what this atmosphere is. It's like the way it's supposed to be, not the circus. I know we just had a circus, and we talked to Joe Ricks about it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been cool, and it's... I'm proud to be involved in this.
Right. No, I'm proud as well to be a part of this show. BKFC, I'm pretty sure it's the number one bare knuckle promotion in the world. I don't think any promotion is bigger than this or gets more exposure than this, let alone to be on the biggest BKFC card in history. They said Knuckle Mania was pretty big, but I believe that this is bigger than Knuckle Mania, and I'm just... Even though I'm not on the main card or anything, I think I'm right before the main card. I'm just super stoked to be on the card. I'm very grateful, and I'm ready to show the world some stuff they haven't seen before.
And I agree with you. When the names that are on here, the four title fights,
people
that may or may not have tuned in, they see how stacked it is. It is. It's going to open up eyes, you know, to... What do you say?
Right.
Oh, I thought you were showing me
eyes
or something.
No, I was just taking...
Like, oh, yeah, that's a cool T-shirt.
No, I'm hot.
It is. It's burning up here.
Yeah.
Is it better or is it worse, the fact that you're basically fighting at home? Now, a lot of times, and I'll throw it out real quick, you know, people are like, no, I want to fight at home, but I'm sure your phone rings off the hook.
I want
tickets. Can we hang out? Can. So it's a good and bad,
I like to fight here. I mean, there's pros and cons to everything, but to me, it doesn't really matter. I fight the same wherever I'm fighting. But I like to be close to home because I'm close to my family. I have a 3-year-old daughter who's waiting for me to take her to Flippo's as soon as I come home. And I have a wife, Laura. We live in Lauderdale Lakes here together, which is like a small little ghetto area out here in South Florida. So I'm always happy to fight at home in front of my people and my family. I sold out a whole bunch of tickets, so I got a whole bunch of people coming out to support me. Yeah.
A, what is Flippo's? And B, you have no idea what's ahead of you having a young daughter. My daughter's 26.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better. When that door knocks, you don't like it.
Yeah,
you know, it's, hey, is so-and-so?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Go. She doesn't live here no more.
Yeah, no, Flippo's is just like an indoor playground. It's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese, except way better. And she, I'm always taking her to different places and stuff. But she's, I told her, she wanted to come with me here to this place, but I knew there might be some stuff going on, like what happened sure. earlier. So I was like, no, you stay home. I'll take you. But yeah. So
how much better than Chuck E. Cheese? How much better is the pizza at Flippo's than at Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know. I don't know if they serve pizza over there. They sell like, they have a little bar there, I think. I don't know what they saw. I've never really ate at Flippo's, but I know the rides, and they have a bunch of slides. It's way better than Chuck E. Cheese. It's like, I don't know. It's just a lot better.
Cool. We may have to stop by. I've got the limo outside, the Knockout Radio limo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we travel in style, so that's what we're going to do. How will you, with you being at home, having the family around, I'm assuming will keep you relaxed and not, yes. you know, have you even thinking about the fight on Saturday?
Right. Wait, what was the question?
Just you being at home and having the family around. If the fight was in, you know, Biloxi, you know, you'd be in the hotel. You'd be, yeah, right. with your team,
right.
but you wouldn't be with your daughter and your wife, and you'll think more about the fight right. than you probably will at Flippo's later.
Yeah, no, well, I just feel like, I think I fight better when I'm like that, when I'm relaxed and just chilling and not really, like, I don't really like to stress too much about the fight. You know, I just like to show up to the arena and fight. Usually the day of the fight, I go to Flippo's, or I'll go to the beach, or I'll go to the movies, or I'll go do something. And, like, I'm not, I don't know, I just like to show up to the arena, do my thing, and fight. I'm not stressing too much about it. But, yeah, you're right. If I did go overthinking it a right. bit too much, and I don't like to overthink it, you know, I just like to go in there and just flow, you know.
What's the funniest, strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight? In one of my fights?
Yeah.
This guy, Pablo Alfonso, he trains from around here. He's a black belt. It was on Titan FC. It was an MMA fight. He was trying to... He had my back, and he was like about to choke me, and then my wife is a big supporter of me, and
I would hope
he's super supporter, and she gets a little ratchet when it's time to fight, you know what I'm saying? So, and if you don't know what ratchet means, a little ghetto. So she was super loud, right cage side. She was like 5 feet away from the cage. The dude's trying. He's about to choke me. He has my back. And my wife's screaming, calling him names, all kinds of shit. Like, she got super... I don't even want to say the stuff that she said.
He said ship. He saw the back of the ship on the computer. He said ship.
Yeah.
S-H-I-P.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so she was just pretty much yelling out a bunch of stuff that I shouldn't say on radio. And then he started sticking his tongue out at her, and he called her the B word while he was on my back, and I'm hearing the guy's on my back, and I'm hearing him cursing someone out, calling them the B word, and like I hear him talking to someone outside, and I'm also hearing my wife screaming, but I didn't really put it together. I didn't really put it together, but long story short, he was distracted. His coaches got up and was yelling at him to stop speaking and yelling at my wife, and pretty much she like I escaped the position. Like, he was so distracted sticking his tongue out at my wife that I ended up escaping the position, turning out, and I almost choked him like two seconds after that with an anaconda choke, but I didn't. I ended up winning by unanimous decision, but that was probably one of the more funnier moments in my career, is my wife tag teamed with me and helped me.
And you just took it from me. I was going to say that was on the script of WWF just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
That exact script.
Really?
That exact, yeah.
Really? So, I didn't know that. I don't really watch WWE too much.
So it was perfect. Well, you should get royalties.
Yeah.
You should get royalties
there
for that.
There we go.
What do you know about your opponent? And my next, what I normally say is, does it even matter? Does it matter about the opponent? It's more what you're going to do,
it does matter a little bit. It does matter a little bit. It doesn't matter like a whole lot, but I do like to know a little bit about my opponent. My opponent, his name's Eddie Hoach. He's not here right now. I was looking around for him, but I don't know where he's from. I don't know where he is right now, but I know he's from California with Team Alpha Male, and he seems to be like a brawler, and he comes
in. So he's a little guy.
Yeah, he's a little bit shorter than me.
Well, it's Alpha Male. So.
Yeah. He's a little shorter than me, and he's got little T-Rex arms, short little arms. That I think is not going to be able to reach me, but he does like to push forward and throw a lot of punches. So I just feel like my slickness, he's not ready for the slickness.
Do you know this guy you just sat down?
Yeah, I know this guy. I was just taking a picture with him earlier.
Yeah, let's they'll put it on it. You're going to Columbia. What do you care?
I'm not worried about any sicknesses or COVID or any of that stuff. I'm immune to everything, I think.
Well, you're not from Florida. We don't care about that stuff in Florida because it stops.
I'm just saying anything, man. I'm immune to it.
Yeah, can either of you guys explain that when COVID was really bad, it's still there. I'm not making a light of it. I'm not making a joke of it.
Yeah.
But I'd go to the airport and there's a line like where the food court is, and COVID doesn't go over that line into the food court.
Well, when you sit down at a restaurant, I think it hovers at 6 feet because you can sit here and take the mask off and eat, and you're fine.
Yeah, it's weird.
Rhyme or reason to any of the rules.
It's a very weird time we're living in right now in 2021, man.
It definitely is strange. What can the fans expect when you get in the squared circle? I got yelled at once because I didn't call it. Matter of fact, it was Johnny Bedford. At the very first BKFC, I wasn't thinking.
What'd you call it? The
cage. No, I said he was cage side. Now, Johnny and I become really good friends, but he's like, hey, knucklehead, it's not a cage. So what can we expect in a squared circle?
You guys can expect something totally different, man. I'm an expert in Kyosho and combative pressure points and combative hypnosis, which is like I'm a hypnotist. I put people to sleep, and I've been studying this for 17 years.
Is that legal? Can he put him to sleep that way?
If he pulls a watch out.
Yo, my family down to my great grandparents were dealing with hypnotism and teaching hypnotism. And what I do is combative hypnosis. Is I teach seminars to the American Top Team fighters down here in Sunrise. I teach them how to implement certain pressure points, and I teach them a little bit about combative hypnosis, how to put someone to sleep when they're in your full guard, when they're in your butterfly guard, when you're in the clinch position in bare knuckle boxing. There's a few signals and key words that we have to give to our opponent to get them to do that. And so I'm now currently like getting to that point where I'm perfecting it. I'm now teaching seminars at a lot of the ATT gyms here in the area. And, you know, ATT is one of the most respectable gyms out here in South Florida. And I'm out here. I have a lot of footage. I have a lot of content on YouTube with me putting people to sleep during sparring, during fights. So you guys can expect some crazy different shit. Some stuff that no one else in here is capable of.
I think Bruce needs to go to Columbia with us. I think we need this in the caravan that we're going to have. We are going to Columbia.
We might have some people we need to hypnotize.
That's what I'm saying.
Make him act like a chicken.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm all about.
Yeah, so I'm out here. We're going to be performing some combative hypnosis on Eddie Hoach Saturday night, man. Look for it. Watch. I'm telling you, a lot of people think I'm trolling, but watch my videos on YouTube. I have a lot of videos on YouTube. Fake black belts by Bruce Iron Lion. Or fake black belts on Instagram. You guys can follow me there. I got a lot of support on Instagram. Joe Rogan has reposted my videos.
Nice.
So it's some cool stuff. It's some different stuff.
I'm gonna watch it tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow. For coming on, we're gonna send you a care package from 8 Man Strong.
Thank you.
As well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics.
Right. I know Chris Lytle's he's listening, he's like, yo, this fucking dude.
He didn't say that.
He's like,
He didn't say that. Hold on. He said trucking.
Oh, trucking.
He said trucking. It's FCC
can't
radio.
Curse. We can't curse. Chris Lytle's sitting there, he's like, yo, is this dude serious? Yeah.
Hey man, I don't believe we landed on the moon, so that's where I'm at. I believe all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
Earth's flat.
Now you're being stupid. Now you're getting crazy on it. But I believe all kinds of weird stuff.
What else do you believe? I've known you forever.
Take a little.
What else do I not know about you?
Let me see.
We'll have to talk off here. I don't want people. I can't let all these people know what kind of a psychopath I am.
Oh, you mean like some of our other friends that have radio shows or podcasts and talk about some of that stuff?
Yeah. I'm out.
I'm not saying anybody's name. What's up, Chris Lytle? We only have a couple minutes.
I know. We got here late because our GPS took us to some Italian restaurant, and we're just sitting here like, this isn't it. And so I guess Joey Beltran went over there too. So we're trying to figure out where we're at. And then it was 30 minutes away. We got here. It was just. I had to interview people for the fight. So
I'm curious how the food was though.
Well, it was good, but I mean, a little overpriced.
I understand the food's awesome in Colombia.
I can't wait to find out, Googled my friend. I can't wait. I've heard nothing but great about Colombia.
Bio Accelerator. We're going down. We're taking a bunch of guys down to Colombia.
Nice. When are you going to Colombia?
We're
going to
go. It's looking like the second week of August. stem cell therapy.
I need some for my wrist. See, my hand never bends back past. Since I have my last bare knuckle fight, I had wrist surgery.
Yo, don't get stuck there in Colombia, because I remember what. Yo, I have a friend. His name is Bruno. He was passing through Colombia. I swear to God, and he's living there now. But he was,
because he couldn't leave.
He couldn't leave.
Maybe he liked it.
He was just passing through, just for like a week, and now he's living there because the country wouldn't let him leave.
He's not living in a prison, is he? It's not like he got arrested.
No. He's opened up a meat business, a meat shop there. He's a Brazilian guy, who travels all over the place. But he was stuck in Colombia for like months, and then he's like, you know what, Bruce? I'm just gonna live here.
I like it here.
And now he's living there. So don't get stuck in Colombia. I'm not even joking about that.
You know what else you don't do in Colombia? Score an own goal.
Score what?
An own goal.
One time,
you know about that, right?
The guy
scored what?
Their own goal. A Colombian scored on themselves.
Oh, American, shit. Okay. And the guy accidentally scored.
Shit.
They shot him and killed him. And like every time they shot, they went goal. They shot him like 20 times because
he scored an own goal.
And so the U.S. beat him then like 2-1. And so he got back to Colombia. They killed him.
Wow. They killed him?
Oh, they shot him. Yep. Yeah, like 20 times.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They were pissed. The U.S. beat him.
No, was it like an undercover? Like, or was it like, was
no.
It, what,
like, no,
it was
like there was crowds of people standing up. They shot him. Everybody was.
Because he scored a goal? Like,
yes.
He accidentally scored. Goal. Yeah, like he made it the wrong way.
Oh, basically, what it came down to is they put a lot of money on Colombia. You know, some Colombians put a lot of money on it because they were allegedly the better team when he scored an own goal.
So then that makes it seem like maybe he was like paid off to do that or something like that.
I don't think that.
How long ago is this?
It's probably about 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was quite some time ago.
Wow. But still, that's like 2005 or 2006. That's still pretty.
It may be longer ago than that.
I would think stuff like that would happen in like the 80s or something like that. But like still, that's 2006.
It's
pretty recent.
Yeah, but it still happens.
That's crazy.
It still happens. All right, we are out of time. Bruce, sir, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it.
Enjoy yourself on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
The Knockout Radio limo is right outside, so we're about to hit up.
All the dancing girls are probably in the limo.
No, we don't do that. Okay. We only do Miss USA.
Hey. I love you.
Everything good? I think we got 15 seconds. Anything you want to say in 15 seconds?
Great, man. And just having a good time. Been doing the bare knuckle stuff right here. Glad to have you. Can't wait till we're in Tampa next month.
Yep, it's going to be good.
It'll be a little closer for you. We'll eat your pizza place and have a great time.
We're going to do that, only we can't do that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See you later.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.